Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blamed the Islamic State for Saturday's attack on a wedding party that killed at least 50 people in the city of Gaziantep. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city near the Syria border. Erdogan said the suicide bomber was between 12 and 14 years old. In a written statement, Erdogan said there was no difference between IS, the Kurdish militants of the PKK, and followers of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom he blames for the coup attempt last month. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Speaking the day after the attack, while surveying the damage, local resident Ibrahim Özdemir says people are in shock.
Çevre eş dostlarımızdan vardı, işte komşularımız vardı. Üzüntülüyüz, acı içerisindeyiz.
Our friends and neighbors were there. We are so sad and in pain. The attack is an atrocity, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Residents in the central Somalia town of Golkayo say two explosions Sunday targeted a local government building that houses offices of the mayor and other officials in the semi-autonomous Puntland region of Somalia. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte railed against the United Nations today after it called for an end to the wave of killings unleashed by his war on drugs, saying there might not be a place at the UN for his country.
I do not want to insult you, but maybe we'll just have to decide to separate from the United Nations.
Two UN human rights experts have urged Manila to stop the extrajudicial killings that have escalated since Duterte won the presidency on a promise to wipe out drugs. About 900 suspected drug traffickers have been killed since he came to power after winning the election on May 9th. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has been chosen by the U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in Sunday's closing ceremony. Biles, who took four gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics Sunday features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions he and three teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. He insisted, however, he did not lie, but still issued an apology. Meanwhile, in competition Saturday, Brazil defeated Germany for the Olympic gold medal in men's football. It is the first Olympic win for Brazilian footballers in a country obsessed with the game. California officials said Saturday firefighters made headway overnight against the Blue Cut wildfire in the southern part of the state that has destroyed more than 300 homes and outbuildings. The U.S. Forest Service said the fire, which started on Tuesday about 120 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles, is nearly 70% contained. The fire has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino County. Officials said no deaths have been reported in the Blue Cut fire, adding that an investigation into the cause of the blaze continues. Taxi drivers in New York City, a largely immigrant community, are no longer required to know English. A bill approved by the city council in April, which went into effect Friday, allows taxi license tests to be administered in foreign languages. New York City's taxi industry has been dominated by foreign-born drivers for decades. Only 4% of current New York cab drivers were born into the U.S. That's according to the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Some New York residents are concerned that the new law would make communication between the driver and customer even more difficult, unsure how they would instruct a driver which route to take or precisely where they're headed. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.